Welcome back to day 24 of our 40 for 40 Lenten journey through the book of Exodus. Our suggested reading is Exodus chapter 24, with our key verses being 3 through 8. The covenant between God and Israel is ratified. What started in chapter 19 is ratified here. This is really the first act of agency and free will that we see from the Israelites. From the time they cried out to God for rescue in the very beginning of this story until this moment, they have served more as the object of God's activity than a character in the story itself. But now they are coming together to commit themselves to God. This is a people not bound by blood lineage, language, or territory, but by their resolve to hear, listen, and follow God. They are a people formed by the power and for the pleasure of the Holy One of God. Their sense of community and family are bound by a common desire to worship and obey God. Loneliness is a huge issue in our society. Those who consider themselves to be isolated or alone have a 57% higher likelihood of making a visit to their local emergency room than those who feel like they are part of a community. 57% more likely to take a headache or a bellyache to the emergency room simply because they have no one to talk to. There are many reasons for this, but if we feel like we have no one to talk to, seek help from, or find comfort in, our only recourse is to seek medical attention. In our world in which family and community can be more difficult to find due to more mobility and digital connections, what lessons can we learn from our ancestors? Maybe our definition of family should be broadened to include all those who walk the Christian journey with us. What would it look like for you if you truly saw your fellow church members as brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews? I think God is calling us into this kind of connection with one another still. Here are our questions for today. How would your activity at church change if you really saw everyone else there as your family? Would it lead you to a deeper level of commitment and investment? Why or why not? Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we give thanks to you for the family that you have provided for us, for the agency that you have given to us, for the ability to live into a covenant relationship with you, where you ask for our obedience and our trust. God, help us to unite with one another, to live into that calling, to stand as your people in a world full of fear and anxiety, and to model what it looks like when a family gathers together with a common mission and a common goal to make disciples of Jesus Christ. We ask all these things in your beautiful and precious name. Amen.